Education advocates across Pennsylvania are celebrating the fact that the state is about to commit to a new student-weighted formula for distributing state aid. But not everyone is happy. As Keystone Crossroads' Kevin McCory reports, one advocacy group says proceeding as planned will continue to shortchange many school districts.
For the past few weeks, Kelly Lewis has been crisscrossing the state, trying to help certain school districts understand just how unfairly they've been treated by the state for the past 25 years. At an Irish bar on the main drag in Wilkes-Barre, he spoke to a smattering of parents and business leaders.
And what happened is school districts that saw population increases, like the Poconos, they didn't get one red cent for the additional students. City school districts saw poverty levels go up tremendously. They didn't get one red cent for an increase in poverty.
Lewis is a former Republican state rep from the Pocono Mountain area who is now chairing an organization called Citizens for Fair School Funding. With the exception of a few years under Governor Rendell, since 1991, the state has not had a systematic formula for dividing state education money that actually acknowledged changes in enrollment. This week, though, a major breakthrough came. Governor Wolf and the General Assembly came to an agreement on a new formula that will count actual enrollment, plus a number of other factors, including student poverty, local tax effort, and district sparsity. When Lewis's group ran the entire pot of state education aid through that formula, it saw in real numbers what many have known for a long time. Not counting those factors has really hurt some schools.
That formula, black and white, recognizes that some school districts are vastly underfunded, and we believe that they should be made whole. That's called fairness, that's called being human, that's called trying to fix a broken system.
A Keystone Crossroads analysis found that moving forward, 150 of the state's 500 districts would see increases if all state money were run through the new formula. City school districts with stable enrollment would get huge boosts in that plan. Philadelphia would receive the biggest, followed by Reading, Allentown, York, Lancaster, and Erie. Wilkes-Barre is not far behind that.
I just got so sick of reading about it that I had to come out and literally see what these people are saying.
Christina Solomon is a Wilkes-Barre parent who came to Lewis's meeting the night after the school board there voted to lay off dozens of teachers and make programming cuts. The presentation got her fired up about the districts that have benefited over the years by not seeing funding drop even when enrollment decreased.
I understand they have problems too, and they're afraid that this will happen to them, but it has to be equal. It doesn't make sense to me.
The cuts in Wilkes-Barre were driven by a $4 million budget gap. If all money went through the formula, it would receive an added $25 million next year. But no one, not even Lewis's group, is advocating for all funding to go through the formula. That would essentially suck the money out of many other districts, leaving them decimated. Largely based on enrollment declines, Pittsburgh would lose more than $65 million. Altoona would lose more than $12 million. Instead, lawmakers intend to apply the formula only to new money. If enough comes online, that will help ease inequities over time. Over 50 advocacy groups have come together to call for $400 million increases annually for 8 years.
But that assumes, I think, terribly unrealistic expectations as to the amount of overall education funding that will be granted.
Erie Superintendent Jay Badams testified before the House Education Committee this week. The structural budget deficit in Erie is forcing leaders to contemplate sending high school students to other nearby districts for the betterment of the kids. Even if advocates get the money they seek, Badams says it will still take too long for the formula to really make a difference.
This is like a person who's dying of thirst in the desert being promised a gallon of water, but being given that water one drop a day. There's no way that person would survive.
He agrees with the plan that Lewis's group has outlined, which would give 75% of any new money to the districts that the formula says have been most shortchanged. Outside of Lewis, a handful of lawmakers, and a few superintendents, that plan has gotten zero traction among influential advocates.
All we're saying is that we're all in need.
Eric Esbach, superintendent of the Northern York Area School District, also testified in the House this week. He's also a top official of the Pennsylvania Association of School Administrators. He says the formula as written was not meant to determine who's been underfunded. That can only be done by setting a benchmark for what adequate funding means, which the commissioners who wrote the formula specifically refused to do.
PASA believes that except for a handful, school districts do not have sufficient resources to provide the programs and services necessary to support every student to meet or exceed state-mandated levels of achievement.
The politics underlying this debate can't be ignored. The statewide advocates have members from districts across the Commonwealth, and more have something to lose than gain in Lewis's plan. And legislative leaders on both sides of the aisle also represent more districts that would fare worse in that deal. But there's no two ways to slice it. The plan, as agreed to by lawmakers, is asking the neediest districts in the state to wait longer for equitable funding. Keystone Crossroads, Kevin McCrory.